At Temple Israel in Valdosta, the kitchen fills with the smells of simmering chicken soup and matzah balls, made of unleavened matzah meal as prescribed in Jewish ritual. The women will work all day to prepare familiar holiday foods for the community seder. Jackie Elbaz is the wife of the congregation's rabbi.
I guess chicken soup is synonymous with every wonderful dinner. We start our Sabbath meal with chicken soup and matzah balls. And since we can't have dumplings because we need to have the matzah instead of flour, the matzah balls hopefully will come out light and fluffy.
It's Passover, and Jews the world over commemorate the exodus from bondage in Egypt with a ritual meal called Seder. The major observance at Passover is held in the home and synagogue on the first two nights of the holiday. Rabbi Moshe Elbaz welcomes everyone to Temple Israel's community Seder.
The Passover Seder experience is not to celebrate alone. It is to celebrate together, family, community, congregation. So let's
the importance of communal celebration was a lesson learned 100 years ago by the immigrant families who founded the Valdosta Hebrew Congregation, now Temple Israel, in 1908.
It's like the old gathering of the families, that these old-timers spread out all over would come and cluster for a rejuvenation of their identity.
Louis Schmier, history professor at Valdosta State University, researched the history of Valdosta's Jewish community.
In the old days, you could have a gathering of 150 people. They would sleep on the floors, they would sleep on porches, in the houses that were clustered on Troop Street, and Troop used to be known as Jew Street.
One of the old-timers told Schmier the story of how a Gentile neighbor thought such a large gathering of Jews must be a riot and called in the local sheriff. When the sheriff arrived, the Jewish bubby, or grandmother, invited him to join them for a meal.
The sheriff at that time used to love to go to these family affairs because he thought the only English that the matriarchs knew was eat, eat, and that the extension of their arms were food pans. And he used to say, I would love to go to this and experience this Jew riot. I would go to church and get food for my soul, and then I would go to these families and I would get food for my tummy.
Louis Schmier has gathered many such stories over the past 30 years.
The tradition in Judaism is both to remember and tell. So we had this old ark. This was the ark from the first synagogue that was built in 1920. And I helped design it and convert it into an archive.
The old ark at Temple Israel houses treasures like a faded hand-embroidered matzah cover, part of the Seder ritual for the Miller family of Valdosta. The yellowed square of fabric was made in Romania in 1882.
Matzah is very important in the Passover Seder because scripture talks of the unleavened bread, the fact that Jews had to leave so quickly that there wasn't time enough for the bread to leaven. And part of the ritual was to put three pieces of matzah into a cover. And if you look at it, you can see it's wine stained, and God knows what other stains are on it. I guess if you were 140 years old, we'd be stained too.
The archives also contains a century-old bench plate used by a peddler to light the Sabbath candles when he was away from home. Many men of the immigrant generation started off as peddlers. They would eat and spend the night with local farmers.
So this particular peddler, who was very religious, had this little tin plate, and he would stick the candles on, and he would light his Shabbos candles. And the whole Gentile family would be around him, and they would hear what they called the words of the prophet.
Today, the descendants of these pioneering immigrants still light their Sabbath candles. Norman Goloveski of Valdosta cherishes a set of gleaming silver candlesticks that were brought from Russia by his grandmother, Bailey.
We've been told that Grandma Goloveski bought these four candlesticks, which are used for Friday night lighting of the candles for the Sabbath service, and that was one of the main things that she brought from the old country over here that meant so much to her.
The Goloveskis have been in Valdosta since 1904, when Norman's grandfather Nathan arrived from Russia to take up work as a shoemaker. The trip had been a difficult one. Nathan and Bailey Goloveski were cheated out of most of their passage money, and Nathan had to leave his pregnant wife and young daughter behind. Louis Schmier's research helped the Goloveskis reclaim some of their past, finding a letter from Bailey published in the Valdosta paper.
I write to let you know that by the help of God, I came out alive from this terrible slaughter that has just occurred here.
Bailey and her children had just survived the 1906 pogrom in Bialystok, Russia, where she had been waiting for Nathan to send passage money.
Myself and one of my sick children hid in a terribly filthy cellar while the shooting and unnameable atrocities were going on. There we spent 3 days and nights with only one cup of water to sustain us. The police killed 127 Jews in one place and without any cause. I want to leave this terrible country and get to America as soon as possible.
For the Goloveskis and other pioneering immigrants, life in South Georgia wasn't easy, but they persevered, making a living, raising families, and passing on the familiar old country food traditions to the next generation. Perhaps nowhere is this more evident than in the Passover Seder, where Bailey Goloveski's recipes still grace the table in the home of her grandson Norman and his wife Frances.
What we're looking at is the traditional Goloveski family recipe for chopped chicken liver pate, used at holiday meals, whether it's the New Year or Passover. I do a baker dozen of eggs for 2 pounds of liver. As I told you, this is a messy thing to do and not the most attractive of the holiday foods. But I guarantee you, it's one of the most sought after.
As they have since the time of Bailey and Nathan, the Goloveskis will light Bailey's silver candlesticks and celebrate Passover. Norman Goloveski is proud of his grandfather's role in founding the community and in the family's role in continuing Valdosta's Russian Jewish traditions into the 21st century.
Assuming that my granddaddy had a Passover Seder in Valdosta, the first Passover that came about on the calendar when he was living here, that puts us somewhere in the neighborhood of 1904, 1905. Well, we've had a Seder here every year since then.
At Passover, Jews are commanded to remember and tell. Thanks to the families who have preserved their stories and traditions, and to the historian who helped reclaim them, the legacy of South Georgia's Russian Jewish immigrants is being passed on to new generations.
I'm going back to the matzah now to say the motzi, the blessing, benediction over the matzah. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam.
I'm Lori Summers.
Baruch